It's not unheard of for wealthy individuals to get involved in ballot measure fights. This year alone, grocery magnate Barney Gottsting put $100,000 toward a failed oil tax referendum, and financier Bob Gillum has spent more than $1 million supporting an initiative to slow the development of the Pebble Mine. But what is unusual is for a single person to sweep into legislative races and operate basically like a super PAC. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports attorney Brad Keithley is doing just that, targeting a handful of Anchorage races.
There are really only a couple things Brad Keithley spends his money on. Traveling to music festivals.
I went to Scotland to the Orkney Folk Festival. I went to Ireland to the Doolin Folk Festival. I've been to Cape Breton.
And politics.
I'm doing an independent expenditure campaign that is going to participate through mailers and through advertising in certain legislative races.
Keithley plans to spend $200,000, give or take, in a quest to install his vision of a more fiscally responsible legislature in Juneau. After collecting candidate surveys and studying the races, he's supporting two Democratic challengers, Lori Hummel against the incumbent Republican Gabrielle Ledoux in Muldoon, and Matt Moore against House Majority Leader Lance Pruitt in East Anchorage. In West Anchorage, he's backing a Republican, Anand Dubé, against Democrat Matt Clayman in a race for an open seat. And in Mountain View, he's spending on behalf of Libertarian C. Ann Stevens, who is trying to unseat Democratic Representative Garen Tarr.
And these are districts where we think we can move the needle.
So why is he doing all this? For the past 2 years, Keithley has been a regular at the state capitol, preaching a gospel of budget caps. But while he thought his message of limiting state spending to $5 billion was resonating, the last two state budgets each went over that mark by a billion or two.
We went backwards rather than saving. We had the two highest deficits in Alaska's history.
To make up the difference, the legislature and governor had to tap the state's budget reserves, basically a $15 billion piggy bank the state can dip into when there are shortfalls. Keithley thinks that instead of draining the reserves, Alaska should let the funds grow and then use the interest to counteract declining revenue from oil production. He says he thought there was buy-in for that plan from the Republican majorities 2 years ago. Now, Keithley sees it differently.
They know what words constituents want to hear. They know what words resonate at voting time, and they're just saying those words. They're not living up to the words.
Keithley has a few objectives with his independent expenditure campaign. Obviously, he'd like his chosen candidates to be successful, but he also wants to get people talking about the state budget. And he believes his spending could have an effect in other races. Keithley has been a vocal critic of Governor Sean Parnell's limited use of the line item veto during the past legislative cycle. And he thinks his advertising may have a ripple effect on that race.
The mailers certainly are going to identify, and the web advertising is going to say, this is both the governor and the legislature that have been doing this. It's both Alaska's chief executive and its board of directors that have sent the state down this, that's sending the state down this path. So it may have some carryover effect in the governor's race, and that's certainly not going to bother me.
Needless to say, the independent expenditure effort has ruffled feathers. Keithley, who isn't registered with a party but describes his views as libertarian, says he's lost friends over it. Republicans have accused him of simply trying to elect Democrats. He says people also wonder why he's putting $200,000 into political spending instead of toward philanthropy. Keithley, who wouldn't disclose his net worth, but says he's financially secure after a career as an oil and gas attorney, says he does give money to other causes. And in a weird way, he sees political contributions as having more of an impact than giving to a specific charity.
It creates a better world for that philanthropy and for that small segment, but it doesn't improve the economy of the state, or it doesn't hand off a better world, a better state fiscal world to the next generation.
Keithley says he's also prepared to be negatively compared to political spenders like the Koch brothers and George Soros, who are viewed as election-influencing boogeymen by the left and right, respectively. though he sees himself more like billionaire Ross Perot, who self-financed a 1992 presidential run centered on reducing the national debt.
You know, Ross Perot may have lost that election, but he changed the discussion. He changed the dynamic.
Keithley even considered pulling a Ross Perot and running for governor. But after some self-reflection, he realized he just wasn't a good candidate and didn't have a shot at victory. So he figured he may as well put money behind people who did have a chance. After all, he thought that was a fiscally responsible approach. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.